Can life insurance collateralize business bank debt? How banks view lending money to business owners. Banks follow established rules, which include asking a business owner to collateralize a loan, not just with business assets, but also with personally owned assets, such as a principal residence and cottage. Collateralization can require collateralizing a spouse's co-owned assets, even if the business is incorporated. Add to that a possible collateralization of any assets of a partner or adult child and their spouses, who also share an ownership. Small business owners can lose their shirts if they default on a loan. What if an owner dies? It is unwise to assume that a good relationship with a bank will continue if the heir of a small business or a partner is not in favor with a bank manager. Bank managers can change or apply strict policies while reassessing the leniency shown to previous owners or administrators. Eliminate doubt in a family business, such as a farm, by insuring the oldest owners and succeeding generations using joint first-to-die policies or individual life insurance policies. In the case of a non-family business, each owner or partner should be insured to cover the company's debt. When the life insurer dies, the tax-free life insurance proceeds can be used to pay back loans, win back ownership, and discharge any personal assets liens. What if there is a critical illness? For the same reason, small business owners should consider purchasing a critical illness or CI insurance policy for each principal business owner and key persons. CI insurance could pay off a considerable bank debt if one were to experience a significant illness, such as a heart attack or stroke. One could become incapacitated and need to be bought out by a partner or an heir. There should be a buy-sell agreement in place. The risk of a loan being called increases when an owner-manager is sick, and the bank manager loses confidence in the debt-paying influence of that owner. Talk to your advisor before making any financial decision. This publication is for educational purposes only and is a copyright of Advice On Media.